This is Craig Columbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Carol Liebau, longtime political analyst and strategist now based in California. We've asked her to offer her expertise on yet another fiscal crisis for her current state of California. Arnold Schwarzenegger might be part of the number one movie in America, but that doesn't change the fact that his state is deeply in the red and what many people are saying is a microcosm of the national debt that we face here as a nation as a whole. And Carol, always great to have you with us.
Thanks, Greg. Great to be with you.
Well, you and I have talked about this before. It's not the first time state lawmakers have been in a major budget crisis with a massive shortfall, though the number seems to be getting bigger with each crisis. What's at the heart of this one?
Well, I'll tell you. What's at the heart of California's fiscal crisis is what's always been at the heart of it for about the past decade, and that is the retiree pension and benefit payments for state employees. This year, we have a $19 billion deficit, and at least $6.2 billion of that is supposed to be going to these retired pension and benefit payments. Now, Greg, the thing that's really disturbing is that that number is expected to almost triple over the next decade. And all told, California's unfunded pension liability is scored at more than $120 billion, and some estimates even rise as high as $500 billion. And so what you have is a state with incredibly bloated benefits, low employee and employer contributions to pension plans, and a bunch of inflated investment return assumptions, all of which have been used to hide pension costs that are just driving the state into the red.
Is that how this can has been kicked down the road, or have been there some ideas that just haven't come up with the revenue necessary?
Well, no. I mean, just the can has been kicked down the road, and instead the state has made up for the shortfalls by cutting back on higher education, parks, social services. There's been a constant drive to raise taxes on the most productive people in the state, which has in turn driven the vilified rich and a lot of employers out of the state, so then they can't hire people, and then, of course, you don't have the taxes and all the rest of the benefits that come with having a state where people want to do business.
In terms of how they're going to deal with the current crisis, will they actually address this? Does it look like they're going to try and make some tough decisions about the pension program, or is it going to be another smoke and mirrors effort?
Well, look, you know, you've got obviously two well-known figures running for the governorship, Jerry Brown and Meg Whitman. And Jerry Brown has called for increasing, at least he's called for increasing employee contributions and raising the retirement age from 55 to 60. But the problem is that a lot of the reforms Jerry Brown's coming up with have already been negotiated by the governor. And those fixes are going to fix the state pension bill by less than $1 billion this year. And so taxpayers are staying on the hook for more than $5 billion. So, you know, that isn't really worth much. Then you've got Meg Whitman, and she comes in, and she is calling for the right kinds of things. In other words, a defined contribution by the state rather than a defined benefit for all the employees. The problem, of course, is that you have a gerrymandered state legislature, which is overwhelmingly Democrat, which is largely in hoc to the public employee unions. And as long as that's the case, there's going to be a real limit to what any governor can do, no matter how effective the proposed solutions are.
How does the union explain this? So you mentioned they wield quite a bit of influence there, and we've certainly seen that over the years in California. But if the money's not going to be there relatively soon for these benefits to be paid out, why are they sticking so strenuously to the current system?
Well, because in the past, Greg, one way or another, whether it means shutting down libraries or making cuts to schools or public parks or anything besides the salaries of the public employees, the money somehow, some way has been found. And in my view, they're afraid of making any concession because they realize that once they concede anything, then, you know, in a sense, it gets the camel's nose under the tent for the taxpayers, and people can start legitimately to ask for some of the sacrifice on the part of public employees that everyone else in the state has been enduring.
California loves the referendum, Carol. Any way that this can be actually put before the voters?
I think that's what's going to happen. And I'll tell you, Greg, if I had a little more time, I'd try and do it myself, because California will never be the golden state again until its fiscal mess is unwound and the first thing and the most important thing we can do to get that fixed is to do something about these out-of-control public pensions.
Clearly, right now, the revenue's not nearly enough to compensate for the massive pensions as well as other state spending. At this point, though, how high are the tax rates already? Has that been a major idea of the Democratic majority or even the governor, or taxes already maxed out to about as far as they can take them?
Taxes are pretty well maxed out as far as they can go. It's one of the reasons California has won award after award for being one of the least business-friendly places in the country. That's why you've seen an ongoing exodus of wealthy and productive people from the state. They go even just right over the border to Nevada, where you have a much more business-friendly climate. And so they can keep on jacking up the tax rates. The problem is that you're going to end up with less and less revenue as you do it, because more and more people will leave and fewer people will hire.
Carol, we've talked obviously at length here about what's eventually going to happen. How do you think this current crisis is going to be resolved, and how soon will it be resolved?
Oh, Greg, I'll tell you, I don't think anyone has any way to know. Ultimately, some resolution is going to have to be affected by people really standing up and letting the state legislature know that we will not accept higher taxes. We will not accept more cuts to the basic programs that government is supposed to be there to have in order to finance these out-of-control pensions. And I'll tell you, a heartening start was in the city of Bell, where people learned that you had a city manager who was making over $1.5 million a year between his salary and his benefits in a city where the average salary is $29,000 a year. And the people stood up. They said, no more. We're not going to take having our tax dollars spent that way. And that's what's really going to have to happen on a statewide basis, where people say, look, you know, in a sense, they're going to try and tell the public employees here what Governor Chris Christie told them in New Jersey. We love our teachers. We love our firefighters and our policemen, and we need them. But we are asking them to stand with the rest of California in making the sacrifices that are required to put the state on the road to long-term fiscal stability. And if that means getting a defined benefit to your pension, a generous defined benefit even, as opposed to being able to count on making almost as much as you made for working, for not working from age 55 on, we're going to ask you to make those sacrifices and put yourself more on a par with your counterparts in the private sector who depend on a business environment and fiscal health in order to make profits and be able to have a job themselves.
Sounds like a difficult conversation, but it's one we're probably going to be having here in Washington in an even more earnest way very soon here. Carol, thank you so much for being with us.
It's great to be with you, Greg. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Carol Leva, longtime political analyst and strategist, now based in California. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.